Nah, does music mean only one thing? Troy Rank joins us. Presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. All right, Troy. The Nikola Jokic ejection. I think everybody agrees. It was the wrong call. He should have gotten a technical, a flagrant one. That's it. What does his action, though, the way that he went after Cameron Payne, what does that tell you about where Jokic was at that point?
Well, he just reached his breaking point. I mean, when he raised his hand and swatted down like that, he just had enough. You could see, I mean, he gets frustrated with fouls that are not called on him on the offensive end. You know, you could tell he was struggling with guys that, you know, he'd never say it. He's a humble player, but wasn't getting a lot of help from his teammates these last couple of games, and he just reacted in a way that was, you can't do that. Like, he went too far. Like, a hard foul is where you go. He swung his arm. But listen, there's no way you're ejecting LeBron or KD or Kyrie in that situation. I don't care what the NBA says. I mean, if it's LeBron, they might have thrown out Payne for allowing his face to get in the way of his arm. I mean, they just don't treat Jokic the same. I think next year you'll see more respect for Jokic. And it's silly. I hate that it's like that. But I just cannot imagine a scenario in Los Angeles in an elimination game where LeBron gets ejected for that. But Jokic has to learn. That was the Jokic we saw for a couple of years. Remember, he used to get too many fouls, get into it with refs. He used to get teased. He never got flagrants, but he'd get teased for complaining, and he really fixed that. So I think he'll learn from this. As the best player, you can show frustration, but it's that you want to be emotional. You want to have emotion, but you can't get emotional. And he crossed that line, obviously, last night.
Troy, you know, we talk about the fact that the Avs and the Nuggets, 8 straight losses between the two of them to both get eliminated in the second round of the playoffs. And there are a lot of people that are saying, hey, man, it's time to change the coaches. They're not getting enough out of their players. Is it time to kind of give the John Fox treatment? That's what we've been talking about, the John Fox treatment to either Michael Malone or Jared Bednar.
Yeah, watching 8 straight losses is like watching, it's like being on a Rockies road trip again for me. It was frustrating to watch, especially the Avs, because they are good enough to win a cup. They are talented enough to win a cup. But they miss Kadri. You could see that in the Vegas series. I was just talking to a friend of mine about this. Like, Kadri does stupid stuff when we talk about hurting your team and getting ejected, and him getting suspended really hurt them in the Vegas series. It's the series showed a little bit of lack of depth, and I mean quality depth. They have depth, but playoff depth is different from regular season depth for me. I don't blame Bednar, but they have to figure out, for me, who are they? Like, you lost the Jaguars, Mark, and you guys kind of had to figure out, like, okay, how do we get to the next step when you were with the Broncos and eventually won 2 Super Bowls? I just don't know if they can, the Avs can win as constructed. I'm not talking blow it up. I'm saying, do you need to get a physical defenseman that in a playoff series can put his foot down? Do you need a goalie who could steal a game or a series? As great as Grubby was this year, we've never seen him really do that and win a game or steal a series in the playoffs. That's, you know, something you got to look at. Do they move on from Landeskog to help pay a big defenseman? They've got some tough decisions. Then do they pay Grubby if he wants $6 million a year? The Nuggets get a bit of a pass because of Murray being out. And now, they played well without Murray in the regular season. Clearly was amplified his loss in the playoffs. The thing that Malone has to get to a point with, you can't every series call your team out for quitting and then turn around and tell them, oh, the effort's great. Now we're back. Now we're giving effort. It's the playoffs. Like, why do I have to call my team out for competing in the playoffs? Like, I get on a Tuesday night on a back-to-back in Sacramento. So my point is, we just got to watch, like, how does Malone get them to the next step? And they got to figure out how do these pieces fit. Because on nights when Michael Porter Jr. is not scoring, he doesn't have a lot of use on the floor, and they get stuck. Who's the other scorer? You know, they don't really – they just – their lack of guard depth got exposed in terms of being able to score. So we'll see. I'm not suggesting either one should be fired, but they've got to take a – you know, for the Avs, it's got to be a soul-searching summer of where do they go from here in terms of getting through to the next step.
Okay, you don't think they should be, but you know how this business works. You know that it's easier to just replace coaches than it is to, you know, change over maybe the entire makeup of your team. So do you believe both coaches will be back?
Yeah, I mean, hockey is just so weird because hockey coaches are disposable. I just think Bednar's coached well enough. He deserves another crack at this. And I see his players compete for him consistently. I mean, and you could say Malone, as long as he has Jokic on his side, I don't see Malone going anywhere. I mean, it's a star-driven league. They have a superstar. If he and Jokic can work together, I don't know that they're replacing that. That's just how the league NBA works. In hockey, I think Bednar's safe, but I just think somebody's going to be on notice here. And if Bednar's not safe, it means they want to bring back the same group, right? They want to bring back Ruby. They want to bring back Landeskog. They just want to run it back. I just don't know with their style of play, can you run it back and win in the cup? I don't know that, you know, we talk, sometimes they're too pretty, not gritty. And to win a game ugly 2-1, can this team as constructed do that? And is that Bednar's fault? I don't, that's where, for me, that does not fall on Bednar. That is how the roster's constructed, that they get to a point in the playoffs where they reach a sell-by date because they're not physical enough to win games ugly right now as constructed.
All right. We'll see what happens. Should be an interesting offseason as always. Troy, thank you.
You got it, too.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider. He is presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. We've got question mark coming up in just about 8 minutes. I got one I think is the leader in the clubhouse.
Really?